AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris getting an endorsement from a former president who had stayed out of the endorsement game until now. Barack Obama and his wife Michelle calling Kamala Harris yesterday to confirm that they're backing her and her White House run. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee for the first time face-to-face since the October 7th attacks. Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
It was Harris who took center stage after her 40-minute session with Netanyahu, who strongly backing Israel's right to defend itself, but saying bluntly that far too many innocent civilians have been killed, calling the situation in Gaza devastating. At the same time, criticizing protesters who burned a flag and shouted anti-Israel slogans here in Washington.
France's high-speed rail network has been hit by widespread and coordinated acts of violence ahead of the Olympics opening ceremony in Paris in a few hours. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee will look at how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population and reduce the crop damage they cause. The group is made up of state lawmakers, farmers, and conservationists. There's talk of setting up a hunting season. The committee is expected to make recommendations later next year. The Summer Olympics start today. As Lisa Hale reports, Wisconsin will be well represented.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics officially kick off Friday and will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Breaking news this morning, authorities have found the man on the run who shot a deputy in Sauk County, but now he's in a standoff with officials in northern Wisconsin. Police say Tuesday night, 32-year-old Jeffrey Miller shot at officers near Baraboo after a police chase and traffic stop. He ended up shooting one deputy who's expected to be okay. He's been on the run ever since. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says when captured, he'll be charged with attempted homicide of a law enforcement officer. Well, he's now in a standoff with officers in Portage County. It started last night at a house in Amherst. Authorities arrested five people, but he shot at deputies and ran inside. The situation's ongoing. We'll bring you updates as they develop. And remember, in downtown Madison today, there's still a lane closure on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's in the 200 block near the City County building. They're doing roof repairs on the building, and they need space for all the equipment. It should be back open tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back home for the first time since the All-Star break as they host the Miami Marlins. Milwaukee winning four of their last five games on the road in Minnesota and in Chicago against the now last-place Cubs. The Brewers are six games ahead of the Cardinals. The Pirates are still in third place, winning eight of their last 10. Christian Yelich says he's leaning towards rest and rehab instead of a season-ending back surgery. Yelly is on the IL for the second time this year with back tightness. NFL training camp. The Packers are now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday, open to the fans. Jordan Love remaining a spectator. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson on Love's situation.
Obviously there's a business side to this sport as well, and you know we're going to support him 100%, just like he does for us. So I think he deserves every penny that he's going to get and more. So you know, it's happy for him, and you know, hopefully whenever that time comes, you know, he gets what he wants, and then you know we can get this thing chopping.
That's number nine, Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 84 by Sunday. Partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, do you know Republicans are trying to amend the Wisconsin Constitution again? Would you be surprised to know that it's all a bunch of garbage? Probably not. I'll explain.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Previously agreed upon September 10th debate. He agreed to that previously. Now it appears he's backpedaling. But I'm ready. And I think the voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage. And so I'm ready. Let's go.
I knew we were gonna need the chicken chorus. Yeah. Did I tell you? I told you. He's not gonna.
He's scared.
He's a scaredy cat. Oh my God! If the Harris ad does not have him up in a chicken suit dancing with chickens, that thing he did.
What?
There's a thing. Trump actually did a chicken commercial back in whenever, where he's in a ridiculous yellow suit. Got to get that up this morning. Oh my God. The Harris campaign. Holy crap. Oh, first of all, didn't Trump use as his excuse Barack Obama? Doesn't think she should be the nominee. Uh-huh. So on cue, of course, he and Michelle endorsed her yesterday. Oh, yeah. So wasn't that? So I'm sure once that excuse is gone, it'd be more than.
Oh, yeah.
When you're Rambo? I mean, you fight. Come on. Got nicked by a pebble or a piece of glass or something on your ear. Remember how tough you are? Woo! Let's go. Let's do this. We don't know if this is old or new from Jimmy Fallon.
It sounds new.
But it's fantastic.
It'll be a competitive face-off where either one of us could end up on top.
Really?
No, I'd wipe the floor with him.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
That's fantastic. I don't know if it was a fantasy thing.
Might have been from when everybody was running before.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
It was during the primaries. It might have been during the primaries.
I forgot. This is why I'm wearing my I'm speaking shirt, because I forgot those clips. You forget how great she was with Pence. No wonder Trump's not going to show up. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm speaking.
Yeah.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Uh-huh. Or, you know, during the Barr and Kavanaugh hearings. This is the Kamala Harris of those hearings.
Oh, God.
This is the Kamala Harris that I wanted.
I told you there's no way Trump was going to show up. I knew he wasn't going to show up.
Of course.
What a giant. See, tell him he can wear the Kotex on his ear if it makes him. It's kind of like Linus's blanket now. Tell him he can have the Kotex back if that's his binky.
By the way, he looks so old.
Oh my God, so old.
Oh, God.
Oh, also, not just the Obamas. Does that mean Michelle's not running? Shouldn't we do another poll?
Someone tell Fox News.
I hate everyone except Kamala, who everyone loves. Oh, my God, she broke Zoom again. Oh, my God.
Were you a white lady on that call?
Where are the white women at?
Were you a white lady on that call?
No, I don't do Zoom. This is what I do. This is what I do for Kamala.
The homos did it last night, too. And,
yes.
I didn't join because it was too late.
Well, I know. I couldn't choose whether I'm more homo or more woman. Do I give up my vagina? Do I give up my love of vagina? What do I give up?
Kamala was also on RuPaul's Drag Race last night.
Sophie's Choice. Really?
She was on RuPaul's Drag Race last night.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Her campaign is, someone said it on TV, this is the most successful launch of a presidential campaign ever. I mean, for so many reasons and factors and all of that, but oh, my God. Also, they're just, this is the way we wanted this case prosecuted. Did you see the campaign press release? 78-year-old criminal
Yeah.
Goes on Fox News or whatever. I'm like, oh, bam. I mean,
maybe we need more more campaigns of just four months in length.
Yeah, there you go. How about that? and it wasn't just the Obamas. The couch has just endorsed. J.D. Vance's couch has also endorsed Kamala.
All right.
I stole that. Who did I steal that from? Oh, Sunday Divine. Thank you. That was funny. The couch has endorsed.
Sean endorses the idea of only having a campaign that's 4 months in
length. Oh, my God, right?
This is awesome. I'm loving this. Yeah. This is, like, all, you know, compacted into 4 months.
But the Harris campaign is just hitting it out of the park. They're striking every right note. It's just, I love how they are. Just, no wonder he's scared. They're just, here's the thing. You know, I've always said this isn't anything could happen year. I've been proven right already.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, there's some speculation he's going to drop out. First of all, he's probably going to be sentenced. This, you know, New York case.
I don't think that's going to happen.
We will see, this is not what I was. I'll get to my legal lads and ladies on Twitter.
That would mean he would be giving up, and he's not the kind of person.
No. That it's okay. I'll get to it. All right. He's not going to win legally on this. They're not going to be able to undo a conviction that has already been adjudicated. Here's the thing about Kamala Harris. She's never mispronounced adjudicated.
Unlike you.
That's right. Okay. Santiago Mayor tweets, Kamala Harris is breaking fundraising records, recruiting hundreds of thousands of volunteers, breaking Zoom over and over again. Donald Trump is denying that his vice presidential candidate had sex with a couch.
I mean...
I'm just saying...
I mean... Would somebody please read Hillbilly Elegy and tell us if that's in there?
I saw the movie.
Well,
I don't know that they would include that in the movie. I don't know. Okay. we are going with it's true. Because he looks like a... Oh, sorry. He looks like a couch. Doesn't he? Look at him. Dana Goldberg, who joins us later, said he is a homosexual.
Yeah.
I like that. I think she stole that from someone, too. But it doesn't matter. You know what? It's a we now. Everything belongs to all of us now.
Oh,
okay, here's the,
As someone on Threads said, J.D. Vance looks like the kind of person on Grindr who messages you, and if you don't respond in less than 60 seconds, he says, never mind, I guess.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, everything is, like, pitch perfect so far. Just all of it, her ads, their responses, the way they are just going at Trump. How pathetic is this? I guess this would technically be a statement from the bassinet.
Oh, all right.
Remember the whole anytime, any place.
Uh-huh.
Accordion hands. Fight, fight, fight. I'm Rambo. Double handy, Jay. Given the continued political chaos surrounding crooked Joe Biden. First of all, this is the opposite of chaos, and even he's not too dumb to not go, oh my God, this is like the most successful launch of a campaign ever. And the Democrat Party general election debate details cannot be finalized until Democrats formally decide on their nominee. Really? First of all, Biden wasn't the nominee when he just debated him.
Right. Trump wasn't the nominee when they agreed on debates.
There's a strong sense by many in the Democrat Party, namely Barack Hussein Obama, that Kamala Harris is a Marxist fraud who cannot beat President Trump. How much you want to bet President Obama waited till right after this drop to do the endorsement?
Uh-huh.
I've been enjoying this way too much. I may explode in happiness before the end of this. And they're still holding out for someone better. Therefore, it would be inappropriate to schedule things with Harris because Democrats could very well change their mind.
No. Yes.
Yeah, $11 billion and 11 billion delegates. Right. Yeah, that just signals
every
chaos
Democrat
and confusion.
Is on the same page. Every Democrat. And that's hard to do.
By the way, Bob Schooley said that. Our friend Bob Seska wrote a great piece. I'm so happy to be wrong. Because he and I, that was our fear. Yeah. Are you kidding? We're Democrats. It was going to be chaos, confusion, mini primaries. Yes. I was right. It would have been like, but can I just say another thing? Joe Biden, oh my God, such a hero, such a patriot. Yeah. But someone was saying, and I bet you that's true, he got assurances about this before he did this. Because he knows if anybody does about presidential history and what would happen if he let just chaos and confusion and, but, you know, sprint primaries or whatever they were calling them. I bet you he got all of these assurances before he did this. That was what, and by the way, someone was saying that was the chaos. It was the 3 weeks all this was going on. Mm-hmm. All this, you know, remember I kept saying, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And that's what I thought, is there was some kind of figuring out what would happen. You know, they weren't going to just go, okay, well, you know.
They were checking with lawyers. They were checking with allies. They were checking with everybody, crossing all their T's, dotting all their I's before they went forward with something like this big.
He has been like our therapist, President Biden. I mean, I think that he went through the same thing we did. I'm sure he went through anger, disappointment. Yep. I don't think he deserved the way this happened. The public stuff, but I think even he came, you can tell everything he's saying now is from the heart, that I think he knows this was the right decision, and I think the way he did it could just not have been more eloquent and, you know, elegant and patriotic. This one, to your point, Bob Schooley tweeted, some of the media seem upset that the party instantly coalesced around a candidate rather than the chaotic jockeying they predicted. I think what they don't get is the 3 weeks between the debate and decision was the chaos. No one in their right mind would want to keep that mess rolling. So, you know, the media and Republicans, that's what they were rooting for. Oh, by the way, James Carville can shut his big pie hole. I had to turn Ari off yesterday. Who I like, but just like he's like, now we all need to settle down. Now all this enthusiasm at the beginning, now we need to settle down. I'm like, oh, shut up! You are not going to take. No one's going to take our joy from us. This is. And by the way,
but don't get happy. Don't get happy.
But here's the other thing. Someone on, I don't know, it was Fox, Trump, somebody, I can't remember which right winger said, oh, I've never seen so much manufactured enthusiasm. They know the opposite is true. They know you cannot manufacture what is happening right now. It is. Not just grassroots. Someone was saying we're not going back. Mm-hmm. That was also organic. Mm-hmm. She didn't say it first. The crowd did. Remember when they were comparing it to Fired Up, Ready to Go?
Yeah.
Remember that happened organically at a Obama rally.
Yep.
And so they can tell this is entirely. You can, when you see young people. Oh my God! Do you know how far ahead she is already with young people, people of color, women? Can I just say? Can I give it up for my white bitches? I'm just telling you, I think my chairmanship of the Dead Inside White Ladies who picked everything up for Hillary campaign worked. And they, right? You know how frangible black mama people? I white bitched people. I'm like, listen, you stupid white bitches, do not this up for us again.
We don't have everybody sewn up, so we still need to
learn the hard way with Hillary. But
pull
now,
some people
My white bitches got it together. So I'm talking about, oh my God, what did they raise? They
$11 billion.
Right, but they broke Twitter, Zoom. Right, let's see. Victor Shi said, let's recap. In 4 days, Kamala Harris broke Zoom, more than doubled her following on TikTok and Twitter, raised over $100 million, got more people to register to vote than Taylor Swift, united the entire Democratic Party and some Republicans. Amazing. So proud to be on this campaign. Our little baby is on the communist campaign. The baby grew up good. I raised him well.
Uh-huh. You did. Yeah, it was only you.
That's right. Thank you. What was I saying? Where was I? Help mommy.
No idea.
Help mommy. Get me back on track.
Well, we should probably break it sometime too.
Oh, really? Okay, I will. But anyway, it cannot be more exciting. Oh, also the Nikki Haley pack that told Nikki Haley to stuff it. That's another highlight of this week.
Yeah.
She told him to cease and desist or like F you.
Yeah.
F you, you sell out. I can't. If one more thing happens, I might just blow. Okay. Freedom. This is, I swear to God, I think the best ad I've ever seen. I mean, you've got to watch it, too. Because can I say another thing? She's gorgeous. She is our hottest presidential candidate ever. That smile. I'm sorry, Mary Tyler Moore. That smile. She can turn the world on with her smile.
Might I point out that we have the best cinematographers on our side?
Oh my God! And all the best singers. That this is so perfect. The theme of freedom. Randy Mayhem Singer said this. This is freedom to choose, freedom to marry, freedom from gun violence, freedom to use IVF, freedom from climate change, freedom from poverty, freedom to read books, freedom to kneel, freedom to protest, freedom of religion, freedom from religion, freedom from autocracy. Freedom is blue. Oh my God!
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? There are some people who think we should be a country of chaos, of fear, of hate. But us, we choose something different. We choose freedom.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
Oh my God.
The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We choose a future where no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care, where no one is above the law. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win. So join us. Go to KamalaHarris.com.
Do it.
And let's get to work.
I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Oh, God. I swear to God, I think it's given me, I don't know how many spontaneous orgasms. Oh, God, I can watch that over and over. I go from shivers to crying at different things on Twitter and Threads. Oh, I can't. I mean,
you're splashed.
I'm telling you, I do not rule out he's going to dump J.D. Vance or that he may get out. I feel like we are ready for anything can happen here.
I'm in your splash zone.
Everyone's in my splash zone.
Oh,
America
God.
Is in my splash zone. Woo! Atlanta, look out. We're going to be lit. SexyLiberals.com. Yeah. Frangela's on their way
first
now.
First four rows are going to be the splash zone there. Great.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour. Oh, we have Glenn Kirshner, American Patriot, and Dana Goldberg today. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my house and my doggies being simply safe while I'm gone in Atlanta. It gives you peace of mind. I mean, not just have they been voted best home security system in the U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. It's just that's what it gives you. You know, not only is everything safe, but it's protected by the best, simply the best. With Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see, speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You'll never be locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time, pricing transparent and affordable. Less than $1 a day.
Whoa.
What? Protect your home this summer. I got you 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Go to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can. With Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Stephanie Miller.
What? What? Just saying, even if you weren't planning on going to Atlanta, I would go. Tomorrow night's gonna be lit.
It is.
What?
It's also gonna be humid.
By the way, even the Olympic mascot is excited about Kamala. Sean just showed it to me. It does totally look like a clitoris. I'm telling you, this is the... We had some false starts on Year of the Woman. This is the Year of the Woman. That's right. Ladies in formation. Led by our Karen in Chicago, who is on the White Bitches call. Hello, Karen.
Hello. Good morning. Yes, I have my helmet on and my raincoat.
Okay.
For your all the splashing going on. So I just want to say this. Yes, Steph, 168,000 women were on that call before it crashed the first time. I counted four times.
Yeah, biggest
we
Zoom ever.
Almost 10.
Yeah, go ahead.
Biggest Zoom ever. 10,000 likes on the YouTube stream. I think it was so important. Some people were like, why do we have to do black, white, what, Asian, you know, all this. This is the reason. 53% of us voted in 2016 for Trump. 57% of us voted for Trump in 2020. It is important. And one of the things that they emphasized was this is us showing black women that we see you. We know
we
that we've been riding on your shoulders for
we
far
understand,
too long, and
right.
Now we're showing up.
We understand the assignment. That's been, a beautiful grassroots thing. All the people saying, we understand the assignment, you know, of all
kinds.
Yeah,
and it was off of a tweet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Off of one tweet by Shannon Watts.
Yeah.
I mean, it was incredibly, just really exciting and energizing. And there's going to be a coalition call on Sunday that women can join. We are all in this together. Yeah. But I do think that it's important for us also to show other white women. It's okay. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Dive
we
right
have
in.
To restore Roe.
Dive right in.
Come
the water
on.
Is
Let's
fine.
Let's do it.
All right. Love you,
yep.
Boo-boo-foo-foo. You better
Love
start
you
driving. Guys. Atlanta's the ways. Okay. See you in Atlanta. Bye. Okay. I just decided for Richard. Do you still use triptychs? What do you use? Get something going. Let's
yeah.
go.
Nobody uses a
Chicago DNC is way too far from now, for God's sakes. With this kind of news, I mean, it's an avalanche of magic. Yes, Olivia Troy, our friend, said childless cat ladies and childless dog ladies unite. Yeah, I was feeling left out because I'm allergic to cats, but I'm childless dog lady. This is the bipartisan coalition we've been building. We've got this. And now, well, you know I've always been Team Jen.
Uh-huh.
Some people were Team Angeli. You were Team I Don't Give Up.
Right.
Yeah.
I did.
She is, yeah. This is offensive to a lot of people. Guess what the top 10 reasons for not having children are, J.D. Vance? None of your business. That's all 10 of them. 29 minutes after the hour. Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris's husband campaigns in Wisconsin this weekend. Doug Emhoff will speak at the Hmong Festival in Wausau and to a Democratic gathering in Stevens Point tomorrow. Vice President Harris became the presumptive Democratic nominee after President Biden left the race on Sunday. One of America's oldest nonprofit healthcare providers still struggles with growing its brand. Kendra Davenport is the president of Easter Seals.
61 million Americans identify as being disabled. That's a quarter of the American population. More people need to understand just how many people are disabled so that we can ensure that our world becomes more inclusive, more equitable, and more accessible.
Easter Seals serves 1.5 million Americans with disabilities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Olympics begin today in Paris, and the Badger State is represented on Team USA. 17 athletes from Wisconsin have qualified to compete, including a few from southwestern Wisconsin. There are two athletes on the Paralympian basketball team, Talon Jordan from Deerfield and John Bowie from Milton. Lauren O'Connor from Belleville will row for Team USA, and Peyton Jacobson is a wrestler from Elkhorn. The Paris Olympic Games run through August 11th. Atwood Fest is this weekend. The yearly festival celebrates neighborhoods on the east side. There's tons of music, three stages of it, in fact, and lots of different genres. It's really an all ages, all types of people kind of event. Plus drinks and tons of food vendors, and we from Civic Media will be there too. There's a community parade on Sunday that starts at 11. This is the kind of festival where you will see some of Madison's most eccentric residents. If you need to use Atwood Avenue this weekend, you'll want to take another route. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84 by Sunday, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will do a news roundup. We'll take your calls and your texts. And Matt Miller from OnMilwaukee.com joins us to talk all things showbiz. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Banking.samhsa.gov.
Are you ready to make your voices heard? Do we believe in freedom?
I go back and forth between like tearing up, shivering. It's amazing. It's amazing what's happening. The love is rolling in.
You're going to be in a fetal position all weekend, aren't you?
Beth in Moultrie, Georgia is going to be there. Speaking of excitement, I can't wait to see you and the rest of the sexy liberals in Atlanta. I'm bringing my 79-year-old mom, who's just as excited about supporting Kamala as I am. We've got front row seats. Uh-oh.
Oh,
careful.
Boy, splash zone.
You are totally in the splash zone. And if you feel the need to fall off the stage, please try not to fall on my mom. She is small and a bit fragile.
Uh-oh.
I, on the other hand, am well padded with a nice rack, just saying.
Oh,
thank you, Beth, for offering your bosom to me and therefore America.
I'm sure,
in service of Kamala.
I'm sure you're going to motorboat her. You know, when you, because you always go down and, you know, pump the first row.
We have Representative Hank Johnson, the fantastic congressman from Atlanta, joining us. We're always working on last-minute surprises. Yeah. You never know who's going to show up, do you?
Nope.
Do you, Chris?
No, I never know.
For instance, could you take your organ out for me?
Right away, Ms. Miller.
Now, I told you Reverend Warnock, Senator Warnock, sent regrets, but he's probably going, hopefully his staff is in contact with us. We'll get him on the radio show to talk about the unbelievable importance of this election. He will be, I think, preaching in Atlanta.
He will.
This Sunday. But they're working, actually, this week. So anyway, but I just love Reverend John Pavlovitz. I you know what? This is going to be just a historic year, and I'm wondering, Chris, if this is my, you know, personal comedy Jesus. Nobody speaks Bible like John Fugelsang, but John Pavlovitz is pretty close. And I hope this is the year people take back their religion, right? And as we're taking back our country from, and he just said a pastor's message to white Christians. I'm wondering if there's going to be one of these Zoom calls. He said, I know in the quiet of your heart and the solitude of your prayers, you know the truth. Donald Trump is not Christian and never has been. He is cruel, immoral, vile, racist, misogynistic, narcissistic, vulgar, criminal, and hateful. Thank you, Reverend.
Now, that's what I keep saying. He's not Christian, but he will tell you he's Christian in order to get the sale. Because he's a cheap salesman.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it in my bones, Chris. This may be, you know, the year the fever breaks here, and we are done with Trumpism forever. This is the. By the way, I swear to God, I think the Obamas did this right after Trump's like, and Barack Obama doesn't want the Marxist, and so I'm going to wait. I can't debate until we know who for sure. And then this happened.
Hi.
Hey there.
Oh, hi. You're both together. Oh, it's good to hear you both.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward to doing this with the two of you, Doug and I both, and getting out there, being on the road. But most of all, I just want to tell you the words you have spoken and the friendship that you have given over all these years mean more than I can express. So thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
I did. Oh, is everyone in Fox, are they doing a new poll about Michelle Obama running for president or... Obama's in the house, everybody. And Beyonce. And Dark Brandon. Come on!
And Jennifer Aniston.
The Avengers are here.
Hold up your hands today.
Yeah.
We have to be the one to say.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Is that good, everybody? Media? Katie Turry, you okay with everything? Sorry. I got a bunch of bees in my bonnet.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Glenn Kirshner is so sweet. He is on a cruise with Frank Fuguzzi. They're doing that great cruise. And so he thought he was going to have a signal. He doesn't right now, but but he's had one. So if he gets it, we will.
Right.
Because I'm dying to talk to him about New York case and all that stuff.
If you've ever been on a cruise ship, you know that Wi-Fi can be a little...
I see. Yeah. Okay. Kamala Harris leads Trump 41.3 to 41 in Michigan, according to a new Detroit News poll. Biden had trailed Trump by 8 points just in the last previous survey. That had to have been the data they were looking at, but holy crap.
We need to pull more people, but that's a really good start.
I mean, we're not even a week in. I mean, it's crazy. Hang on, hold please. I was going to say about how the Harris campaign, from the Freedom ad being the first ad to the way they're responding to it's just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you see what the Biden-Harris campaign tweeted yesterday? Happy IVF day to everyone except J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
I mean, they are funny. They are aggressive. J.D. Vance's favorability with undecided voters is minus 5%. We are on Vance watch, someone said. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Sarah Palin and Dan Quayle were also wildly unqualified and dumb.
Right.
Got way better favorability ratings. Oh, my God. What is our what's our over-under on when he dumps Vance? Do you think he's going to end up buried with a at the golf course in Bedminster? If there's, you know, an accident of some sort.
That is speculation.
What's talk radio made for? Okay. Kamala's wins, tweets. Democrats have raised over, wow, $220 million since President Biden endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. Let's go. I love Trump's whiny little lawsuit. She doesn't get Biden's money. She's got to give it back. It's probably be like, okay, never mind. Yeah. We'll just raise $11 billion right. more. Yeah, and here it is. Tristan Snell, our legal lead. Oh, we should see if we can get him. Tristan, are you listening? I bet you are. Manhattan DA claps back at Trump with blistering brief, arguing no official immunity for paying hush money to a porn star. So Trump's 34 felony convictions should stay in place. If Judge Mershon rules the convictions stand, Trump will be sentenced September 18th. It won't just be prosecutor versus felon. It will be prosecutor versus imprisoned felon. Will it be like... Oh, let's, Chris, hang on. Where's my phone? Let's just, because it's so fun to speculate, isn't it?
That's what talk radio's made for. That's what I've been told.
What, is it going to look more like Jodie Foster visiting, that'd be perfect, Hannibal Lecter in prison? Will he be, because he's bitey, will he have the mask and be behind glass? Oh, wait a minute, maybe it'll be more like Dead Man Walking. It'll be like Susan Sarandon and Sean...
I picture Donald Trump being more like the guy in the cell next door to Hannibal Lecter. The one that...
Like Shawshank Redemption? Will he have to...
Sean knows what I'm talking about. Have you ever seen Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know the guy in the cell next to Hannibal Lecter as she's walking down? He says... Yeah.
What did he say? Oh, something dirty?
I can smell your...
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
And then he throws... something on.
Oh, ew. Okay, yes, now I know what you're talking about. Ew.
I picture
that is Donald Trump. That's Donald
Trump.
Trump
being more
he's
like that.
Disgusting. Yes. Hey, let me grab you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Jody.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just picture it as actually Jodie Foster. Yeah. It'll be... I think Jodie Foster should walk Kamala in. Dr. Lecter, I can hear the maggots screaming. I hear them screaming. I'm just writing bits for Atlanta to see. I'm just going to see how they do on
you. Yeah, you're workshopping.
Because you're the worst audience in the world.
Oh, you're workshopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally going to do being chairman of Dead Inside White Bitches that everything up for Hillary last time. Right?
Because that rolls
that's
off the
what, That's why that happened last night, because I was like, I just got on early, and I was like, listen, you stupid bitches. I will punch you into the middle of the next election cycle unless you get your together this time. And then I hung up. I only did, 5 seconds. I'm like, all right, I'm done. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pink. Pink called in from her plane. So that's how you know this party has started. This party, get it. This party has officially started. Pink called from the plane. She just finished a concert in Stockholm, and she got on the white lady call. Right? Yeah. Okay. Kamala Harris is a rock star. So what? All right. Well, Chris is... There we go. Here we go. Come on. Pink's here, everybody. Pink's here. Oh, my glass is empty. Crap.
Stephanie Miller.
This party started. What? Yeah. Okay. I'm officially having too much fun. Okay. Catherine in Florida. Hi, Catherine. Hello.
Listen, I had a question you might want to go over with Glenn Kirshner.
Okay.
Seeing as David, J.D. Vance's mama had a lot of guns, and also was addicted to OxyContin. I just wondered if the Hunter Biden stuff applies to her. Did she lie on her gun registration?
Well, that's a really good point.
That is.
That was just my question.
That is. I'm sorry, I was making requests to the DJ while you were talking. I apologize. I'm being very rude. You know what? I'm not in show hosting mode. I'm in party mode. I'm already in Atlanta. I'm already on the party plane to Atlanta for Sexy Liberal tomorrow night.
There's a party plane?
Mine's going to be a party plane. I'm going to be... Yeah. What?
Stephanie Miller.
Don't be fancy, just get
dancing. Let's go!
Are you dancing?
Yes. Yeah.
So serious.
Wow!
So raise your glass if you are mad. And all the right ways.
Childless cat ladies. Childless dog ladies. Unite.
Yeah. All right, let me let someone else into the party. Okay, hi, Lucretia. What up in Milwaukee?
Oh, my God. I'm like, good morning. I'm clutching my pearls. I didn't think I was going to get through this so quickly, and I am loving your fantastical attitude.
No one's going to take my joy.
Loving it. Honestly, it was so awesome to see how Kamala was here in Milwaukee, and I was looking everywhere, just right quick, just to see how where she was, and I didn't find out until like later that day she was in West Dallas. And Kate, if you're listening, I'm not knocking West Dallas. I was just surprised it was there because it's kind of Trumpy and Dallas. Yeah. But I kind of think it's like, you know what? You may not like me, but I'm going to campaign in your part of Milwaukee, so suck it.
God, must you always give us a heart attack? Okay, go ahead.
I don't tend to, but you guys always think I'm gonna curse. I'm not that crazy. Come on now.
Think Stephanie's gonna curse either, but she does.
But I do sometimes.
Grandpa, touche. Mm-hmm. Touche. But I would say with this, the DEI thing, you know, being, you know, a multiracial individual and my boyfriend also, my best friend and lover.
Yeah, lover.
We're tired of just like everyone of any nationality in this whole, the DEI hire and all this. Where was this racist rhetoric before? And with that Pepperwood out of Tennessee, I wish a reporter would just go in his face, like, what do you mean by the DEI hire? Anyone who says that, I said it before I called into this show, and I'll say it until I see more of it. These reporters, get in your damn faces and tell, just, we already know, they're saying the racist part quietly, but out loud. Get in their face. Well, during this hearing or this and that, make them say it. Why did you sit there and say it? And
our
beloved Kamala was not a DEI hire. Yeah.
This is why they're scrambling, because I'm sorry, they are at their core a racist party, and they do not know how to handle this. They are sexist, they are racist, and they keep falling back on the, everything, liberals say everything's racist. It's like almost everything you say is racist or sexist. So that's the problem, is they don't, and that's what they're saying, particularly in this time period, they don't know how to attack her. And that's what I'm saying, is all these attacks are only helping her. It's glorious.
But we know how to attack Trump because we've had 4 years of practice.
Yes. John Cooper said the Trump-Vance campaign is collapsing before our very eyes, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
Well, Pete Buttigieg was on Morning Joe this morning, and he said that Trump backpedaling on the Kamala Harris debate shows an extraordinary show of weakness.
Oh, my God. Just panic, man.
Yeah, they're panicked.
Yeah.
And they're weak.
We're gonna need that chicken chorus every time I say Trump. Bok. Trump. Bok. 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 Bok.
Bok. Bok. Bok. Bok. Bok.
Have they thought of that for a campaign slogan? We will not go Bok. You know what? I'm cracking myself up. None of this is working with you, but I just. We won't go Bok.
If you say that at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, you're going to get crickets.
I'm going to get a standing ovation, is what I'm going to get.
You're going to get crickets.
Suck it. Okay, 48. I'm just doing all this on the fly. Okay,
We can tell.
Shut up. 49 minutes. We won't go. 49.
No.
I love me. I don't care who else does. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. I keep him around. He's a terrible, terrible audience, but he's super pretty with super nice muscles. This Chris LaVoy.
Well, you know.
Powered by Power Life High Impact Protein. I give and I give. I give you Tony Horton's, the P90X guys, Power Life High Impact Protein. HMB, High Impact Protein. That's what he discovered. It's available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, and helps you slim down. Brought him back from shingles. He looks and feels better than ever at 65. Age, just a number.
Yep.
I'm claiming my real age now that I'm
you're
Kamala Harris.
Your age?
Yes.
Reclaiming your age.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm giving up the big lie for Kamala because we're the same generation.
Yeah. Make this, she's a couple years younger. There we go. Okay. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness to save 30%. Get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Bulk up. It's time for the election. MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness.
Stephanie Miller.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride-swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit uline.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey,
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by My Morning Kick. I'm actually powered by Joy and Morning Kick.
Okay. That's allowed.
I love my Morning Kick. You've heard me talk about it, but I ain't kidding around. Ask anybody in my bike club. They're like, how come you're doing so much better, riding so much faster? I'm like, I got Morning Kick in my bottles. I don't like just water. I mean, you got to hydrate, but this gives you a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, and you get 10 supplements in one in there. It helps your body absorb it better in the liquid, and you get, I'm telling you, like ashwagandha probiotics, prebiotics. When it comes to health, it has been a game changer for me. I love it. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. All right, 55 minutes after the hour. Where was I? Hold, please. Everybody hold, please. Okay. Brian Tyler Cohen said, I still think it's so funny that the Trump campaign primed the entire country to believe that an octogenarian is too old to be president. And now Trump is the only candidate in this race running to serve until he's 82. Yep. Self-own of the decade.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely done. I just can't wait for how this is all taught in history classes someday. Victor Shi said, holy cow, the white women answer the call, just crash Zoom, broke their donation link because so many people joined and were donating money. Never a mess with women or cat ladies ever again. Yeah. Republicans should be terrified right now. And by all accounts, they are. And this one, Charlotte Clymer said the same thing I did. A lot of cool things happened this week, but Nikki Haley losing her over Haley voters for Harris and telling them to cease and desist and them saying no has gotten to be easily my top five moments. Oh, I have another one now. All the people that went to the Trump rally got their cars towed from the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
He said the manager told them they could park there. I'm going to send the managers probably for Kamala, too.
Possibly.
They're all like, what happened? Okay.
Oh, bless their hearts.
Oh, all right. I have a guess of the quote for you. Who said Trump is a really bad candidate? And frankly, I think he's a really bad person.
Doug Emhoff.
No, that was J.D. Vance.
Oh, okay.
J.D. Vance said that in 2016. He's the greatest. Okay. Hey, speaking of guess the quotes, Chris, who said history has its eye on us? President Biden's decision to end his campaign was as pure an act of patriotism as I've seen in my lifetime. It should also be a call to action to the rest of us to continue his fight for the soul of our nation. The next 15 weeks will be like nothing this country has ever experienced politically, but I have no doubt this is a race Democrats can and must win. Who said that?
X the owl.
No, that was Hillary Clinton. And when has she ever been wrong about anything?
I think you're going to die mad.
Who said, I may die happy. What's going on?
Why? Hey.
Who said Mr. Biden has done a hard and rare thing? Serving as president was a lifelong dream. When he finally got there, he was exceptionally good at it. To give that up, to accept that finishing the job meant passing the baton, took real moral clarity. The country mattered more. As one who shared that dream and has had to make peace with letting it go, I know this wasn't easy, but it was the right thing to do. Who said that?
Lady Aberlin.
No, that was Hillary Clinton. Who said elections are about the future? That's why I'm excited about Vice President Harris. She represents a fresh start for American politics. She offers a hopeful, unifying vision. She's talented, experienced, and ready to be president, and I know she will defeat Donald Trump. Who said that?
Lady Elaine Fairchild.
No! Hillary Clinton. For those of us that will die mad about 2016, let's go. Kamala, Kamala. Revenge of the Cat Ladies. 58 minutes after the hour. Dana Goldberg, much more coming up.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for a talk about the Twinges from American Ninja Warrior. And it's Friday, which means we are going to talk about a bar band. Terry Bar, that is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.